I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding the perfect developer isn't easy. But at Upwork, we found her. She's in Prague between the ideal cup of coffee and a truly impressive synthesizer collection. And you can find her right now on Upwork.com. When the world is your workforce, finding the perfect project manager, designer, developer, or whomever you may need tends to fall right into place. Find top-rated talent who can start today on Upwork.com.
Hello, I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to have a glass of wine or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know next to nothing about the drink we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of vino out there we are not acquainted with.
As we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to wine and drink along with us, whilst we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdicts if we're going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it, so you don't have to.
It's definitely not just an excuse to drink a bottle of wine on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid. Give us a little cheer if you've listened to the podcast. Is there anybody never heard it?
Brilliant. Oh, that's you know, that's honest,
that's
though,
all,
isn't it?
We have to explain it to you. You have to know what you've come to. Basically,
yeah, it's all about sucking cock.
Yeah.
So if you want to throw yourself into it, then come on, get on your knees.
And it's all about, and it's live as well.
Yeah.
So all we do is suck cock. No, No. So the people who have never listened to it, Lou and I are the hosts. We invite a fantastic guest. They choose the drink that they want us to drink with them. We chat about drunken stories, and then it culminates in Lou and I deciding whether or not their drink of choice is a spit or a swallow. That pretty much sums it up. Do you think that's fair enough?
I think it's fair enough, yes. And invariably on the podcast in real life, I normally...
You always get the wrong one.
I always get the wrong drink because I
she cannot be trusted with a shopping list.
I'm just a bit shoddy on detail.
Yes.
And Sally always goes, well, it's called this. And I go, what colour is it? Oh, it's red. Oh, all right.
We did find out today, well, basically, I watched Lou doing a little bit of texting and realised how big her font is.
I had no idea.
It's massive.
I had no idea that I was using big font. I was like... She was like, God, wow, this is massive. But I'd seen my friend earlier and she went, you've got a massive font.
Like,
I was like, all right, back off,
it's
mate.
It's like two letters per screen.
Yeah.
Basically what she is.
I was like, well, God, I'm really struggling to read this. And she's like, that's massive. I was like, it is not. Show me in the settings. And then I was like,
right up to the top. Right up to the top. So which made me think that's why she always chooses the wrong drink or
probably
buys the wrong drink, isn't it?
But I had
she can't read it.
Sally's printed off some notes, and then while she wasn't looking, I've had to write the notes up, but in large lettering, so that I can actually see what we're doing. I hate you. Good. Should we get our guest on?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. All right. But that, what you need to know is that also that Sally is like the dominatrix of the podcast. She's in charge.
Self-appointed CEO. No, it says here, Lou and Sally catch up 5 mins.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think... I can't read it. I can't read that. Well, we've already done the large font, you fucker. That's...
Did you see how I got it in as well? It was beautifully done, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, God, she'll talk about Costco. She loves Costco.
No, we won't. I'll tell you, Costco is brilliant, but my new thing, Lou, you already know this, let me tell you this, is the Pret A Manger subscription. 20 quid a month. I know.
What, you pay £20?
You get up to 5 a day, don't you?
Five a day.
Hot drink, any drinks from the menu. 5 a day, as long as there's 30 minutes in between and you can only buy one at a time. I don't know how people get fucked. My friend Paul McCaffrey told me about it. He said it's the best deal in England. That's how he sold it. And so I thought, I'll have a go on that. And I'm quite overwhelmed. I haven't managed to get 5 in a day yet. I feel like it's a challenge. I text him and go, I've had a turmeric latte. I've had a hazelnut frappe. And I've had enough, to be honest.
You must be shitting through the eye of a needle.
No, I'm not. I've got quite a balanced bowel.
But you see, what you need to know about Sally also is that she loves a bargain. She loves anything that the fact that you have to pay for this, you are paying for
it. No, the first month's free.
Yeah, oh, fucking hell. So she'll probably dip out of the subscription after a month. But she's signed up to David Lloyd Gyms, which is like £3,000 a month.
Yeah.
Just because we can use the office facilities. Fuck off. Where's the Wi-Fi in the sauna? You can't do that, Sally. Have you used the office facilities?
No, of course
you fucking haven't.
But it's tax deductible, isn't it? Because
it's office.
It's business. Oh, yes. Anyway, what have you been doing?
Oh, well, I've got my niece staying. My niece is Brazilian and she's over from Brazil. Thank you. And she was studying in Austria and then her mum didn't want her back. So Nicola said, my sister's a scientist, so she's like, oh no, we can't have her back because the state of Brazil at the moment is horrific and blah, 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 blah. And Vittoria is now living with me and my gentleman caller. I mean, and he's virile. But the poor man is climbing the walls. He's like a worming dog. He's like, just get in the living room and he's just rubbing his cock on bits of furniture going, when's she going back? When's she going back? And I'm like, I don't think she fucking is. So he's like that. I'll come to London. Have we got a hotel? Like that. Oh, poor Mary.
Oh,
poor
Mary is going to be... Mary.
I hope she's
awake, Mary.
She's not. She's very, very much sealed. I'm going to have to steam it open over
kettle. Oh, no. Will it be a spit or swallow? Oh! Are we ready for our guest?
On that note, on the story of my tight flaps, yes, let's introduce our guest,
She's
Sally.
A comedian, she's a writer, she's a hilarious...
Yes.
Just... fucking
she's
brilliant
a mentor.
Person. She's a what?
A mentor.
Who said she's mental?
Well, she
she's
is as mentor. Well, but she's a mentor.
Mentor.
She's
brilliant.
She's
bloody wonderful. Put your hands together. Welcome to this seat, the Spill Swallow podcast. It's Grainne Maguire!
I am a mentor.
You are.
I actually used to work, because when I was working with the homeless...
Oh, okay.
And I took you two under my wing, and look how well you're doing. I'm so proud of both of you.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, you taught us how to steal and everything.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Actually, do you know, I've done ever so well in the green room that I didn't realise we're ever so posh here. They've got like jars of sweets and crisps and shit.
So Lou has basically helped.
And I've
helped.
Like, got loads of fucking sweets in my pocket. I've got
said
breakfast
to her.
Sorted. Oh, God, I've got banana. I've got loads of flapjacks. Does anyone want a sweet? Oh my God, so you've done ever so well.
Can I just say, sorry, Grainne, can I just say, Lou said, oh, Sally loves a bargain.
Yeah, but I'm not to pay for these. You pay for your bargains.
I know. I said, I had to say to her in the green room, Lou, don't take them all. It's for everybody. It's for other podcasts. Gráinne, we've invited you here. You've chosen your wine. We've got it in for you. Tell us what the wine is.
Okay, so I was really nervous about picking a wine because I felt like as an adult, at this stage in my life, I should have a favourite wine. Mm-hmm. And I felt very put on the spot because many years ago, I thought, right, I'm going to pick my wine that I love. And I picked a wine, I loved it. And I was so proud of myself. I finally have a wine that I like. And I said to my sister, I have a wine. It's this amazing wine. It's called Mateus.
Oh.
And I felt so glamorous. And then she...
They put that on salads now, don't they? They just sort of mix that with balsamic vinegar or something.
I felt so glamorous. I was like, I have my wine. I'm a Mateus girl.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Who have we got?
The backlash from that made me too scared. I thought, I can't trust my instincts with wine. Mm. So then when you were asking me about wine, my mum likes Sancerre. Mm. But then I felt really bad because I thought, that's very fancy. You can't be going asking for a Sancerre. That's taking the piss. But then I do have very low standards. So my boyfriend was like, you're allowed to ask for a Sancerre. And you encouraged me in this choice. So I've gone for it.
Great. Oh, Sancerre. Where was it from, Sally?
Costco.
Because of course it fucking was. And how much was it?
It was about 15 quid, I think.
Was it fucking it?
Act as if
I wasn't allowed to get it.
No.
Because I'd have got lemonade or something, wouldn't I?
She'd have got a card that said yours sincerely or something. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that, Lou? No, it was but they always put the price before VAT at Costco. I don't know why, but they do. So I don't know really how much it was. Shall we pour it? We've got some ice because it's a little bit warm. I'll pour it, you chat.
Yeah, all right. So you went with the Sancerre. Yeah. This is a very, it's like, is it from the, I'm going to pretend I know about wine now. Is it from the Chablis family?
Yeah.
Just say yes.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Great. There you go. There's the knowledge you need about the wine. It's white.
The Chablis family, God bless them. They've had a hard lockdown, haven't they?
So with me and Sally. Fucking hell.
Do you know what? I can read what it says here, but I almost want Lou to, because it's so tiny, the writing.
All right, I can read it. I can read it.
You won't.
I can read it.
Go on. You can't, can you?
It says it's wine. And it's... it contains...
It's a Sauvignon Blanc. It's a Sauvignon grape.
Oh, I don't fucking know. It's wine, isn't it? Get it in the glass.
It's a Sauvignon grape.
That's really cruel.
The aroma is typically Sauvignon, very fruity, very fresh in mouth, to be served at a temperature from 10 to 12 degrees C, served especially as an aperitif with seafood, crabs, lobsters and goat's cheese.
So well, I have crabs.
Yeah. Great. Oh. Gráinne's the only woman in the room with pubic hair because it's gone out now, hasn't it, the pubes? Nobody has them anymore.
Do you remember when you saw my bush and you went, oh, it's God. A proper 70s bush? Sorry, Gráinne.
We were sharing a flat together in Edinburgh and you just got your fanny out.
No, I walked out the shower innocently and you decided to come out your room at the right time.
And then it was followed out by you saying something like, I've got the menopause, my hair's falling out. And it was all it was kind of patchy.
It wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was a proper 70s bush.
Was there a comb over?
There was a sort of comb over. You could sort of see where her jeans had been sort of like sort of flapped over a bit. Yeah. And I thought, oh, I can't see mine. I've got a really fat gunt. So I can't... I had a Brazilian once, but with the way my tummy goes over the top with the belly button and the tits, it just looks like a teddy bear's nose. So I can't... It's, what I'm saying is full bush with crabs. Well done, Gráinne.
Shall we try the drink?
I've
put ice in it, which will probably ruin it slightly, but it doesn't matter, does it? It's only because it's just not cold enough.
You
so.
Put ice in a £15 bottle of wine?
I know. Well, it's that...
Now, listen, I'm a cretin, but even I wouldn't do that.
Here you go on. Is that cold enough for you?
Perfect.
Eyes. Cheers. What's that? That smells good. Oh, you've tried it. Oh, look at you pretending.
You went straight in, you cretin. Fucking hell, it's £15. Sniff it first, bitch.
I didn't know you were so fancy.
Have you ever...
It was your face. You were pretending not to have drunk it. You were going...
She's never sniffed Mateus before, has she? If she would have, she'd have worn it as a cologne. Here we are.
I sniffed Mateus when I met him in Spain. Sorry. Oh. I feel like I'm on a Carry On film sometimes when I'm doing this. I'll sniff Mateus when I met him. Right then, let's have a go. Let's have another go. I reckon it's going to be a bit chewy for you.
You have to comment on the wine.
Oh, you're allowed, otherwise to, you're allowed to try it. You're allowed to sip it now.
Yeah. I think it looks like fancy, like they serve on the Titanic.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah. It's nice. Isn't it?
I like. I don't think you'll like. I think it's a bit.
Oh, she's telling me what I feel now.
Yeah.
I told you she's dominating. Isn't she though? Isn't she? Oh. I've got my little finger up. I did that naturally. That's because I'm from Buckinghamshire.
Gráinne did send me a link to a different Sancerre, but it was one I couldn't get. So
in Costco.
So, well, no, yeah, it was Morrison's, and I wasn't going to Morrison's.
Look at you. Do you know what? You've got a look of Dorian from Birds of a Feather about you tonight. Just sitting there like, she's had two sips of wine and now she's like, do you know what? Oh, fuck it. Oh, I wasn't going to Morrison's. No, you're a Waitrose shopper. I mean, it's all right, isn't it? It's kind of, it's very, what's the word you use for wine tasting? Oaky, is it oaky?
No.
No, it's not oaky. It's,
It's quite light.
I think it's a nice, I like when it's, like, I don't like sweet. I think when I was younger, I must have got really drunk on warm, sweet white wine.
Mateus.
So, Mateus. And I think in my head that you want dry, sharp, bitter, ice cold. Mm-hmm. That's like the best fancy white wine.
You've just described Sally. Ice cold, bitter.
And white.
I'm loving tonight. Great.
That's why Gráinne and I. Have, that's why we're friends. Yeah.
Really expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right. Okay. No, it's all right, isn't it? So what's...
Well, we don't decide whether we like it or not till the end, though, do we?
Right. Okay.
It's how the podcast goes.
I'm trying to be really demure tonight. Who was it that said I wasn't refined? Somebody said I wasn't refined.
Wasn't me.
Our producer said I wasn't refined. No. Oh God, she's there. She's there. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Amanda. What did you say?
I said Sally was refined.
Yeah, oh. She didn't say you weren't.
But you didn't say anything. Mm. Yeah. Enough to review your invoices.
Should we ask Gráinne what her training drink was?
Yeah, what did you learn on?
Well, apart from Mateus,
of
course.
Oh my God. So I grew up in the Irish countryside. So the only drinking options were big 2-litre bottles of warm Bulmers.
What? Bulmers.
Bulmers. So you call them Magners, but in Ireland we call it Bulmers.
Is it the same thing then?
Similar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. It's warm, sweet cider. And you get £5, go into the shop and you will get a big 2-litre thing of Bulmers. Then you would tell your parents that you're going camping at the bottom of the field. And then you would also tell the boys who lived on the lane that you were going camping at the bottom of the field. And then just let the universe make its work.
You just went to get fingered. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, buy some Bulmers and I'll let you finger me. There you go. That's it, isn't it?
It was so manky. It was, oh my God. We used to just drink so much. No, I can't. I still can't drink cider. It just reminds me of waking up in a tent with a hangover.
Next to whom?
Next to somebody who's probably my cousin. You know, not
well,
good.
Gráinne, you've got to take it where you can get it. That's, you know, you're in Ireland. What else is there to do?
Yeah, we've got a very small population.
Exactly.
What the Bulmers gods decide, you know, you have to go along with.
So how old were you then?
So in Ireland, you take the pledge
when
you are 12. 12, yeah, 12. You
get
your confirmation,
right.
And as part of your confirmation, that's like the Catholic bar mitzvah.
Oh, right. Sorry.
But like,
a lot less dancing.
Oh.
And you get your pledge, and you pledge that you're not going to drink alcohol till you're 18.
Well, that's bollocks, isn't it?
When I think about it now, how bad is it that you've got all these 12-year-olds going, I promise to stay sober for 6 years. And you take the pledge, and because I was like a goody-goody two-shoes, I was like, I'm not going to drink. I'm special. I'm not going to drink. Don't try and get me drunk, boys. It's not going to work. Because pretty soon, I'm going to be in Biker Grove. That was my attitude.
Fair enough.
And then when I was about 15, literally all my friends, the social scene was getting drunk while camping, you know, and I was, as then, as I am now, a social butterfly. So I started, boomers.
It's the camping. It's the camping that I find.
I mean, the taking the pledge thing, that's bollocks, isn't it? Oh, I promise not to get drunk, but the priest, you can fuck who you like. That's absolutely fine. But as long as you're not drunk, fucking hell, we want you to remember it. That's awful. But do you know, out of all of that, it's the camping that bothers me the most.
Why was it camping though? Was it because you weren't allowed to stay at each other's houses?
Because we lived in the middle of nowhere. You lived in the middle of nowhere, so live in the countryside. So there wasn't like pubs you could sneak into. So it was just in fields, and then people, lads would just get on their little bike and cycle to your house, and you're camping in the back garden, and then they'd cycle home in the morning.
Oh, that's horrible. Isn't it?
I know. I mean, so that's why we get so envious. This is, all right, this is a side story.
Here we go, strap it. Here we go.
Growing up in the countryside, there's nothing to do, absolutely nothing. And then I turn on the television and they'll be like, hey, we're bringing dance classes to inner city kids. And I'm like, what about fucking country kids? We're so bored.
Country dancing?
Country dancing.
Yeah. Did you do country dancing?
Yeah.
I did.
Heel
I was
and
always
toe and heel and toe, heel one and two, heel three and four.
I was always the boy. I was always the boy. I've got pictures of me. My mum took me to Sheila the Cut, who, there was Sheila the Book and Sheila the Cut. Sheila, anyway, newsagent Sheila, and anyway.
Hairdresser
Sheila.
Yeah,
okay. And Sheila the Cut would always do the same haircut for every kid in the village, which was boy. So, and that for £2.50. And because of that, in Brownies and at school, I was always the boy at country dancing. I've got proof. I have photos at home. I will post them.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's the camping thing. I mean, I grew up in a village.
Village, you see, you would have been like city slickers for me. Wow. You had houses stuck next to other houses.
Yes, yes.
That's like a high rise.
Right, oh, okay. So it was quite urban, really, compared to where you were.
You were probably in a gang.
Sally would have been the leader. Look at her.
I don't know if I was a leader, actually, but I was certainly one of the Cumnor girls.
You're like Rizzo from... Oh, yeah, you're Rizzo, and I'm the mad one in the Bill Beauty Salon dropout. And you're Rizzo.
You,
were
Frenchy, weren't you?
Yeah.
I was Rizzo, yeah.
Oh, bless you. So you just got pissed on...
Yeah. And you've got the tents up as well. I suppose if you're a country girl, you even on the Bulmers, you would have been able to pitch those tents.
Instincts kicks in.
Yeah, you know.
You could have been that poor survival. Then and out the back if you could have afforded a tent.
That's true.
There you go. Then what are you moaning about?
We're like Willy Wonka. We're like Charlie from Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory. We get one bit of the tent every year.
One pig. Two pigs. There you go.
So how old were you then? That was when you were...
15.
15. So that was your sort of training beginning.
I feel like I'm at an AA meeting. It was 15, guys.
Well, hello. Look at the crowd.
It does feel a bit like that.
You must have advanced from Bulmers then.
Yes.
Were you allowed out of your tent to go... Well, you've obviously escaped from the field and the tents because you're here. Well done. But what? Like, when did you try something else?
So then when I went to university, I was in Dublin, guys.
Were you staying you were staying in a house, were you?
I was staying in a house next to another house.
That must have been really weird for you.
Do you know what? I'll just say it. The very first week I stayed in Dublin, you know what? I couldn't get this in my head. Any moment, if I want, I could get up and buy a lion bar. Buy a lion bar.
because there was like a garage, a 24-hour garage down the road. And honestly, I couldn't sleep because I just thought I could go get a line bar now if I wanted. So my first week of university, at about like 1 a.m, I put my coat on over my pyjamas and go get a line bar from a petrol station. And it was so glamorous. I couldn't believe it.
But just the Lion Bar, nothing else.
Nothing else.
Not interested in the marathon. Look, showing my age. And just the Lion Bar. And did you try and get all your like university student friends to camp as well? Come on, guys, let's camp at the end of the night.
Then we move. So then my first year at university, we decided we had Tuesday vodka night. Right, we were crazy guys. Tuesday vodka night, but we had. God, this is getting very dark. We had no television.
Oh, my God. So did you spend all your money on fucking Lion Bars? Yeah. That's why.
So this is what we do. This is... All right. We used to... We had no television, so instead, we used to get drunk and do the Ouija board. I know. Contacting your pals. We used to do it so often because it just became normal. It was like turning EastEnders on. We would like get drunk and be like, let's get the Ouija board out. And it got, we actually got bored of talking to the dead. We were like, I can't be arsed.
I mean, what, did you run out? Oh God, who's grandma's next?
We ran out of things to talk to them about because we did it so often and we were always really hammered. And the next morning we'd be like, do we remember what any of them said? And nobody could. And then he'd be like, were we happy or sad at the end of the night? I think we were sad. Oh, right. That was it.
You were the strangest person I think I've ever met. And that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Who did you contact? Or was it just like grandmas and grandpas?
No, because it was just people. But then we sort of, got really weird. Like they actually did start like spelling out, like it was proper conversations.
LionBar.
Petrol station. Petrol station.
ESSO.
24 hours. Lion bars all night. All day.
Do you think I cursed myself?
Yes, yes. You fucking did. You had no telly. You're diabetic from lion bars, and your mates are swinging a fucking glass around a table, pretending that you're talking to the dead whilst EastEnders is on. You might as well have just rung Pat Butcher. What's coming up next? Don't know. Death, probably. There you go. Wow. That's it. Did you do anything at uni, or did you just sit at home stuffing your face with chocolate and vodka? And
so sometime. I've thought of another story. It's all got really spooky. This is true. I promise you this is true. I absolutely promise on wine, I promise this is true.
Okay.
So one time I was at the student bar. Now, this is very important. I was coming back. This is a very important part. I was drunk. I was just starting to get a hangover. Okay? Think of that bit of information. Like we're watching Midsummer Murder and there's a celebrity playing quite a small part. You think... I'm going to keep an eye on you. So my hangover was just about to start, okay? So then I get into bed, fall asleep. In the middle of the night, I wake up. There's a woman, an old woman, at the bottom of my bed.
Yeah.
I put my hand out like this, unfurl my hand towards her. She puts a white disc in the palm of my hand. I put it in the glass of water beside my bed. It fizzes. I drink it. The next morning I wake up. No hangover.
Wow.
That is a true story. Explain that to me, Richard Dawkins.
Well, maybe it was one of your flatmates. Or, Oh, yeah, it was Alka-Seltzer, of course. No, I was thinking the person that handed it to you. Is that what I'm supposed to be guessing?
Who were they?
Was it... Right, who did you live with?
Okay, so here's the other thing.
Oh.
The house that we were staying in belonged to an old couple. He was in a nursing home, but his wife had died in the house.
Had she? Or was she just hiding in the cellar? And she came up and went, oh, that poor girl, she's going to be wretched in the morning. Let's give her one of these and I'll go back down. There you go.
I love that there's probably a really simple explanation to that story, and you've been like...
Yeah, she was a ghost. That's the simple explanation.
Because, do you know, when I've met ghosts before, I always go, do you know what they always have, the dead? Alka-Seltzer, that's what they always have. They they don't have a message, they just help your head. Yeah.
Because they turn a normal glass of water into, whoa.
Piss.
Yeah.
Me and Sally had a sale. We went to Yvette Fielding's house. And I know, we got invited round. She came on the podcast. She was amazing. She's a dirty cow. And she invited us round to her house. And we had a seance in the shed.
In the shed.
Didn't we?
Because it was wood. I learned so much there. It was wood. So it was a good conductor of noises, apparently.
Yeah.
The dead. The dead love a bit of wood.
Oh, it was amazing.
Spit or swallow.
Yeah.
What do ghosts make of Yvette Fielding? Do they know? They must know who Yvette Fielding is.
They don't speak to her. They just give her drugs. They give her Alka-Seltzer and paracetamol and go, come on, love. Yeah.
Imagine if Yvette Fielding turned up in Midsummer Murders, that small celebrity part.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying there.
No.
But it was, yeah.
Wow. She was a ghost.
You give me a dirty look then.
What, did I?
You went, no.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to. Do you know? No, I'm sorry. Maybe it's my
don't
tiny
apologize.
Eyes. Maybe I can't actually see you because you're not a massive font. Right. I'm going to...
Oh, she's chucking in for more.
I am going to... Oh. Top up, guys. Top up.
We're living our best lives.
What's the most wretched drink you've ever put in your mouth?
Mateus.
No.
Apart from that. What I loved doing was I used to get... Every Friday night, I would drink a whole bottle of Mateus and watch Coronation Street. And I was so hammered, it was like watching it in emotional 3D.
Oh,
I used to get really upset.
What a great night, though. Really? I mean, yeah, really. Coronation Street is fantastic already, isn't it? But with Mateus, it's heightened.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? You have a look of young Deirdre Barlow.
Oh.
You have. Hasn't she, though? It's the hair, it's the glasses. No, not like that. That's Sonia. That's Sonia from EastEnders.
Oh, Ken.
No.
Oh, Ken.
What year was this? So we know what Coronation Street decade this was when you used to drink the Mateus.
This was about 5 years ago.
Oh, quite recently. Oh, okay. Quite recently. Oh, okay.
R.I.P. Deirdre. Sorry about that. No.
Did you mean a younger version with Tracy?
Yeah, when she was in the 70s. Oh, no, when she had
look at you lot, all that murmuring. You all remember Tracy, the daughter.
Oh,
when she lost her. Do you remember when she lost Tracy? Tracy was in the push. Do you remember that?
Oh, Tracy, love.
Tracy, oh yeah. Where's Tracy?
Almost like she's here. Going upstairs to play
What's
me
the
records.
70s?
Isn't it? Go get me tapes out. Oh, go leave us alone. Yeah.
I remember the day, I think it was Gail Tilsey said, I can't believe it broke my heart. She went, oh, no, it was Audrey said, oh, I need to get that definitely maybe for our Nick, he loves them. And my heart broke. I was like, Nick Tilsey can't like Oasis. They're a cool band, only I've heard of. Oh, we're in trouble.
We're so hang transported.
On. Just an interruption there from Amanda, the producer.
Yes,
I'll just carry on.
Amanda just told us the Queen died.
Huh?
Yeah.
The Queen died.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, don't.
Sit down.
She believed it. No, she hasn't. Don't know. So, you got up.
Where were you when the Queen died? Oh, God.
Gronya, I've just had a message from the other side.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it fizzing?
Yeah, no, it's a message from the other side. I think it's some old lady with pills in her hands has asked me to ask you about Chris Marshall.
Who's Chris Marshall?
The star of My Family and Murder in Paradise.
Oh, Chris Marshall.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my God.
So my most embarrassing drunken story...
Whether taking a road trip to the beach, heading to the mountains, or driving to the city, summer adventures are nonstop fun in a new Honda. But let's face it, summer trips can really add up. That's why I love the fuel efficiency of Honda. With Honda, you can save your money for other things. Like that awesome keychain at the convenience store, that brand new album you wanted, or whatever else your heart desires. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your local Honda dealer and start your summer adventures today.
Involves Chris Marshall.
Amazing already.
Okay, so let me take you on a journey to about 2005. I was just a young girl, just had moved to London, fresh off the boat. I was...
Okay.
Imagine Saoirse Ronan in Brooklyn, that same vibe. Me in a little headscarf, getting off the ferry, right? So, my first job, I was working...
Just with one of those sticks with a hanky full of lion bars.
I've not said...
I don't know where did he have them into London, but I'm going to keep them with me.
Full of lion bars.
I was making my way in the big city.
I know you were, Gráinne. Come on, tell us.
And so my first job that I got in London, in England, was working at the Almeida Theatre.
Ooh.
No, well, but if you're working...
All right, Deirdre.
But if you're working as an usher selling the programmes, you're paid like minimum wage and they only pay you for the hours that you're working. So like the play is like 2 hours. You're there for an hour beforehand. So it is not the glamorous lifestyle that the life in the theatre promised me. And I was working with loads of like really posh actors and I was so poor. And I remember one day hearing one of the actors say to the other, "My dad is really proud of me because this month, like, I paid my own rent."
Oh God.
And I was just like, whoa. I live off chickpeas. What is this? But the one sort of jewel in the whole crown was, if you work for the Almeida, because they're all like, we're all normal, we're all part of a family. Hey, you know, the person in the lead is the same as an usher. So at Christmas, there's a big Christmas party and everybody is invited. So that year, there was The Hypochondriac starring Chris Marshall. And then there's this really good looking Irish guy who was also in the play. And also, Carey Mulligan was in it.
Oh.
And she was like, she wasn't famous then. She just would wander around with like a little shawl, looking like she was in Oliver, just like all cheekbones and I'm little. Anyway, long story short, we were all at the Christmas party. I had probably eaten just like a handful of chickpea and pastas that day. Free bar, got absolutely hammered. For some reason, I don't know why, went up to the entire cast and told them that I worked for Private Eye, the magazine. That I was really good friends with Ian Hislop. And just, you know, like some people talk in tongues. I heard myself talking in just bullshit. It's like, I'm really good friends with Ian Hislop. I write for Private Eye. Yeah, he's really nice. La, la, la. So then Chris Marshall starts making eye contact with me because he thinks I'm going to get him on Have I Got News For You? Or maybe he's a nice person. I don't know. Anyway, then I get drunker and drunker and drunker. Then I start, for some reason, having a massive argument with the Irish guy in the play, saying that he was betraying his country doing an English accent and there's nothing wrong with his Irish accent. Then Chris Marshall gets involved and I said, "You can fuck off." I said, "You can fuck off. You think you're funny, but you're not funny." At that moment, Private Eye or no Private Eye, they were like, "Oh, we think you should leave."
Oh, no.
So they order a taxi for me.
No.
I'm like, "Fuck you guys. Wait till Ian hears about this."
I'm Gráinne from the countryside.
Yeah. So they send me, I'm in the taxi, get to my house. I have no money. I try and pay for the taxi with a disc man. So then the driver, the taxi, drives back to the Almeida.
No.
And Chris Marshall has to come out to pay for the taxi.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
And like the next day, I'm like, "Would you like a program? Ice cream, $2.50. Oh my God.
To pay for the Private Eye girl's taxi. That's hilarious.
I thought you were going to say you went home with him and you sucked him off or something like that. That's awful. That's terrible.
And genuinely, I was so embarrassed about it. For years afterwards, I was like, "I just hope he stops being famous." And then I don't have to see him because I was so embarrassed.
Well, he has now, hasn't he? What's he in now?
Oh, he's not doing badly.
Okay. We're going to have some embarrassing stories from the audience now.
Yes. Oh,
just to make you feel a little bit better about yourself. Okay.
Would you mind?
Oh, thank you.
Hello, it's Jill.
Could we have your name, please?
Jill.
Hello, Jill.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Jill. Thanks for coming.
Hello,
Jill. Hello. What would you like to know?
Tell us your embarrassing story.
I used to sing at the Limelight Club. There was a gospel choir there, and we would sing terrible sort of pop gospel. Mostly, it was to a celebrity audience.
Ooh.
Mm. It was quite fun. I mean, on special occasions, they'd do things like, you know, Christmas or Easter. There'd be some big celebration. So they'd have a big celebrity audience, free bar. So at the end of one of the concerts, I availed myself of the alcohol. And I was just about to leave, got into the sort of foyer of the Limelight, and I saw Lemmy. I thought, what you do when you see Lemmy is say, Lemmy, sign my tits.
Of course you do.
So he had a Sharpie on him.
Of course he did.
Because he's Lemmy. So he grabbed my T-shirt, pulled it down, signed my tits. And that was it. And I thought, oh, right, well, let me just sign my tits. Great, I better just go home now. So I poured myself into a taxi and went home. I actually woke up in an armchair. I was that drunk. And I woke up in the next morning and I thought, did that happen? Was it a dream? Did I meet Lemmy? I will find out. And there it was.
Mate!
Such a great story.
Did you get it tattooed?
Well, I should have done, but being signed in Sharpie, it was almost indelible. And you know how you kind of... Yeah.
Just you want to look at a tit, you pervert.
So, you know that feeling when you're really, really hungover and you just got everything hurts and you try and wash and everything else. I just can't be bothered.
No. Good for you. Fester in your own stench.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well done, Jill. Thank you.
Any more, Amanda?
Was there another one, Amanda?
Hey.
Ooh. What's your
lovely
name?
Jumpsuit. Hey, sorry.
Hi. My name's Kay.
Hello, Kay.
Hello, Kay.
I was at uni in 2005, maybe, and we decided to go to the Isle of Wight, me and my friends. We went from Bournemouth, got in a car, just had a really nice day. Went to a random pub, made friends with the local weirdos, and then literally the next day woke up under a bush with a child next to me saying, "Mummy, mummy, what is that woman doing?"
What?
I was just asleep, like having a lovely time, but yeah, hungover from the night before.
Oh, I thought you'd stolen a child.
Oh
my God, what's she doing with a child in a bush?
I didn't have any children, but yeah, just a very drunken, ridiculous evening.
Okay, did you give the child back?
Yes. I gave the child back. They went on their way, and that was it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Kay.
What's the most embarrassing thing? But I mean, Chris Marshall is quite embarrassing, but I suspect you've probably got more embarrassing stories.
Okay, so this... All right.
Here we go.
Oh, did you hear the tone then? Beautiful. Sit back, Sal, and listen.
What had happened was...
Oh, here we go.
There's two people who have a big influence on me. I'm Americans and gay men.
Great. Okay.
I just want both of them to love me. I don't know why they lead me astray. Mm-hmm. And I was out with my friend, Luke, who is a gay man. And he was like, let's just get drunk on white wine. And I was like, definitely, that's the best idea ever. And then we went out till about 3 a.m. And then he was trying to sober me up and he was like force feeding me rice. And apparently I was just like, bleh, bleh, bleh. So then he put me into an Uber home. Apparently I wanted the Uber to go around to my boyfriend's house. We'd only been going out about a year, just under a year at this stage. And then he wouldn't, so I was like, oh, just pull over. So I got out of the Uber, hailed another taxi down, somehow got into my boyfriend's building. I still don't know how. I did not have a key. Knocked on his door,
my little boyfriend of under a year opened up the door, and apparently I said to him, "We're going to have to break up."
Oh.
This is like about 3 a.m. "We're going to have to break up because you're too boring."
Oh.
And then I vomited on myself.
Great. Your boyfriend's not Chris Marshall, is it?
I vomited on myself. He had to like get me in. I had to go into the shower. The work was so bad. And the next day I was just like, "It's Luke's fault."
What I take from that story a little bit is the fact is the word Uber. So I think, well, it wasn't that long ago, was it? That's what.
Ah, yeah.
Really, it was so bad. I lost my phone and everything. So the next day he went to work. So I had to communicate with him over a Facebook Messenger.
Just, oh no.
It's so bad. I was like, I am 100% dumped. And then we had to go for a little like meeting the next day. And I felt, oh my God, I was booze blues, beer fear. Oh. And he was just like, "You know, I just want a nice life." Yeah. Like, "I just want a nice life. You know, I just want to do nice things." And I was like really hungover. And I was like, "I want nice things too.
Where's the ghost with the Alka-Seltzer?" Yeah.
Oh. Oh, and you're still with this man?
Yeah.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Lovely. So, yeah. Oh. Because that sounded like he was breaking up with you.
Yeah.
"I just want nice things."
He went for a meeting.
Yeah.
I think he enjoyed a little bit of the drama, to be honest.
Yeah.
And a slight bit of your squirming, I bet, as well. Let's just make her really worry now, shall we?
Oh, God. When you wake up and you're just like, "I've got no phone."
Mm.
It's that like...
No dignity.
No dignity.
Yeah.
And then I kind of had piecemeal flashbacks of what I'd been talking to my friend about. And I couldn't quite remember. But I think I brought up like the AIDS crisis.
Oh, great. Of course.
At some stage. I was like, I brought up the AIDS crisis.
Of course.
Great.
So,
it's always a joyful topic of conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the dance floor, maybe, by then.
I'm like the salt and the caramel. Yeah. I don't like things to be too fun. I like to grind things.
And your boyfriend is the boring one.
Let's talk about AIDS.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. I was on a third date with somebody once and I wet the bed and I blamed him. and he went, "Yeah, but look at where it is." And I went, "I've obviously rolled into it."
I fell asleep on a boyfriend's mum and dad's sofa once, and I weed in my sleep on their sofa. On his mum. I know. And I turned the cushions over and left. Yeah.
You've got to, though.
Maybe subconsciously you're like staking your territory.
Yeah.
Pissing up it.
In all the corners. Little tomcat. Now we should really assign a drink to our Gronya, shouldn't we?
Oh yeah, we're doing this new thing where we decide what cocktail you are. But
yeah,
we sort of had to think about it before the show. But
I'm not sure if we got it right.
I think it's all changed now. Yeah,
I'll tell you what. We'll tell you what we decided before. We decided it was going to include Guinness, ginger ale and dark rum. I think the name is still good. You've forgotten
so?
It, haven't you?
No.
No, you remember.
Yeah.
But I don't know if the ingredients are correct anymore.
No.
It's got to have Mateus in it and Bulmers.
Yeah, and a Lion Bar. And 5 Lion Bars and an Alka-Seltzer just for that fizz.
Yes. Mm. Yes. No, it can't have the Alka-Seltzer in it.
Mm. It could be like a shot you take afterwards.
Oh. Yeah, like a Pornstar martini, but you down the Alka-Seltzer after you've had a whizzed up chocolate.
Do you think the chocolate goes into the cocktail? What do you think?
Well,
yeah.
You know, we had George Egg on once and he whizzed up some chocolate. He whizzed up a Magnus, not a Magnus.
It was a Magnum.
Magnum. Ice cream.
With vodka.
Oh, it was fucking delightful.
Mm, yeah.
With booze. So if we chopped up some Lion Bars, we could put some Disaronno
in it. Or it could
be
like an umbrella. You could just have it in the cocktail.
You're not an umbrella girl. No.
a you tent don't get peg. To choose
would
this,
have a
Grania.
Tent peg in it to mix it up.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, and just look
what's
at
in it then? Mateo.
Shame.
Yes. Mateus
Bulmers.
No, we what? Can't do that.
It's Warren
gotta be it's Bulmers. Surely gotta be drinkable. It can't just be disgusting.
Look at her, she'd have anything.
I just mean you can. We're allowed to suspend reality and have or we could just drink it. Mateus Bulmers and Lion Bar.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Grania.
Yeah.
That's the worst one we've ever made. It's called A Grainy Days.
Yeah.
It was Lou that came up with that title.
Thank you.
I might add.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. There's a can I just tell you, there's a bar in Brazil. Have I told you that my sister lives in Brazil? Very proud. And that she lives in a town called Campinas, which really makes me laugh. And Nicola doesn't understand why I find it funny. She's that's the scientist for you. But there's a bar in the town that she lives called Grania's. But the Brazilians...
Oh, of course they're bloody course they're is.
An Irish
you're
bar.
Everywhere.
In Brazil,
I'm
in Campinas. Yeah, but they call it Grainies. So the Grainy Days.
You haven't... You,
in it.
Grania was like that.
Irish bars everywhere. It's so annoying. You just think, oh, this will be so exotic and brilliant. Oh, great. There's Paddy O'Reilly's around the corner.
Be proud of your heritage. What was it you were saying to that poor bloke in that show in the West End? That he was a mockery because he was doing an English accent?
Yeah. Mockery.
Don't diss your roots, bitch. Don't diss them.
When
come
Pierce
on.
Brosnan does an English accent, I throw stuff at the screen.
Is he Irish?
He's from the same town as
he
me.
Fuck off, he's not.
Pierce
he doesn't
Brosnan.
Sing in an Irish accent. He doesn't...
Am you I thinking of the way he dances? With his arms right beside his
yes.
torso.
Yes,
he looks like
you,
one
yes,
of them
giveaway.
Nodding dolls you get in like yeah. London yes. tourist shops. Yeah. Is he Irish?
He's from Navan.
Where?
It's because he's got this mid-Atlantic accent.
In the
but if you say like, so he's like, I'm Pierce Brosnan, I love being Bond, and I'm from Navan.
Oh, he says it properly. He yeah. says it properly, yes.
Did you go camping with him?
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine? Like, oh, write that fan fiction. If anybody here is literally inclined, erotic fan fiction about me and Pierce Brosnan camping.
Oh, with your warm Bulmers. Oh. Telling him about the
I
lion
like my
bars.
Bulmers shaken but warm.
Grania Grainy Days Maguire. Have you got any more drunk stories for us?
I had like a lost weekend in Edinburgh.
Great.
But I just went missing for 3 days. I just went missing for 3 days because my birthday is right slap bang. My birthday is the 15th of August.
Right.
She's right in the middle of the Edinburgh Fringe. Oh, this is good. Right. So my birthday, middle of Edinburgh, right. So a few years back, I was like, it's my birthday, so I'm going to get drunk. So I was on it from about 12 o'clock. And then I was supposed to go to the pub to meet all my friends. And earlier on, I've been saying, I've never had a surprise party. I've always wanted a surprise party. Then that evening, I was absolutely hammered. By the way, you've not lived until you've gone to Jenner's department store, gone to the beauty department, and you're fucking hammered. You're like, oh, that's lovely. Yeah, that mascara is so nice. I'm going to buy that mascara. It's so nice. So I went around, absolutely hammered, just bought all this stuff.
Can I just ruin this, though? Jenner's is now closed down.
Oh, right. No, has yeah.
it? Yeah. Sorry about
capitalism that. Survives.
Okay.
Other department stores are available. So I was absolutely hammered, day drunk, right? Living my best life. And then I went to the pub for my birthday. Nobody's there.
No.
Nobody's there. And I'm thinking, those sneaky little pups. As earlier on, I said I wanted a surprise birthday party.
Oh, no.
So I was like, oh my God, literally to a half empty pub. You can come out now.
No.
I'm here. You can come out now. I like looked behind the curtains, couldn't find them. I looked behind the chairs, looked underneath the chairs. Genuinely, I think locals in the pub thought this was like an immersive one woman play. That they were watching about mental illness. Because I was like, this is amazing. I can't believe they've organized a surprise party for me. And then after about 15 minutes of staggering around just a bar in Edinburgh, I realized I was in the wrong pub.
No!
I was just in the wrong pub.
did you find them?
They just were next door. So I just went next door and they were just all like outside, be like, oh, she's here.
On the, oh.
And I was like, ta-da!
Oh, mate. I organised my own 20th birthday party.
Oh, no, this is going to be sad, isn't it?
I got it. Because I wanted a surprise party. Oh. So I got everybody had a role, and right, you, and then I have to pretend that I don't know this is happening, right? What a fucking twat. And then we went to my friend's flat, and she said, don't worry, I'm going to do a surprise buffet. And do you know, all she made was a casserole, which was chicken and banana. And it was covered in crisps.
That's a hate crime.
I know.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
She could have just given you the chicken and the banana like separately.
She had weird eating habits. But she just picked all the crisps off. She went, oh, I'm not eating that. I thought, you fucking made it. It's my birthday present. It was awful.
What a strange thing to do. Now, should we assign a cocktail to Jill and Kay? Jill, who had her tits painted by Lemmy.
Oh.
And she's, oh, she's, yeah.
Oh,
she's
here we go.
Here we go.
Oh.
There's some cream in it, for sure.
Oh, it'll be, ooh, Lemmy.
Lemmy jelly. Lemmy drink.
Lemmy taste your milkshake. No, that's not right, is it? Lemmy, it's got to have Lemmy
in
it.
Can I just say, I genuinely, for most of your story, thought you were referring to the poet Lemmy Sisnak. And I was like, he is good, but I wouldn't get him to sign my tits.
I have no idea who that is. The only poet I know is Pam Ayres. Has Pam Ayres signed your tits?
We should have said it's Lemmy from Motorhead that you met, isn't it? Yes, Lemmy from Motorhead. R.I.P.
Lemmy Aid.
Let
me have him. Did you?
What's in it though? What's in the Lemmy?
Milk.
Milk. Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels. But like a white Russian, but with Jack Daniels. Do you think?
Jill, do your tits squirt booze? That's all we need to know. Because if they do, well, A, I'm not a Lesbitarian, but I've had a crack on them. But if they do... Well, that was Bernard Manning going, oh, that was the spirit of Bernard Manning. There's women on stage, what the fuck are they doing? What's K's then?
Have we completed that?
Jill's completed.
Kay stole a child. It's going to get a bit dark.
Oh. We're just carried away by Kay and her child catcher ways. Grainier, grainy. Grainy, Grainier. Grainier, grainy.
Grainier West.
It's only taken an hour and 15. So let's imagine you've got a spittoon in front of you, Grainy Grainier, and it's got all the shrapnel from years, from somebody's boozeroos, right? And it's got everything in it, okay? Whose spittoon would you drink?
Oh, my God. Why am I drinking their spittoon?
Shut up, don't ask questions.
There's a gun to your head, Grainier.
I would drink... Nigella Lawson's.
Oh! Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would. Straight off.
I just think she's posh.
Yes.
So it'll be nice wine. She eats really well. Mm. So it'll be like, there'll be like asparagus or whatever in it.
For example.
Because you're always thinking about your vegetable intake, aren't you, when you're drinking the shrapnel from somebody else's gob.
She looks quite clean, doesn't she?
No,
she...
I don't think
so. Oh, I do.
I think she needs a wash. I look at her and I go, you're mucky. I do.
She might be mucky. No, what I mean, she might be mucky, but she looks washed.
No.
No?
No. I think she smells of chips. You know, I know, I'm sure she's lovely, but you know, she spends all her time cooking and that. When does she have time to wash and do her laundry? She doesn't. She's always like, the microwave and all of that bollocks. She smells of chips and she's mucky.
She might call it the spittoon.
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 Yeah.
Oh, no,
and then
I'm
she'd be like,
Grainier.
Oh, that's hilarious what you did. Ha, ha, ha. Come round and we're having lasagna.
Yeah, posh people are dirty. I can say that because there's no one posh in here.
I'm with her. Sorry.
Are you?
Yeah, I'd have that. I'd have Nigella's.
Who would have Nigella's?
Me.
Yeah. Would you?
Yeah.
Would you?
Butter. She loves butter.
Oh, yes. I love butter. Oh, yes. Oh, there'd be butter in there as well. Lovely.
Look, he's stroking your hair in a sexual way.
This is what happens at the end of this podcast. We decide if this is a spit or a swallow.
When we remember.
When we remember to decide. Is Grainne Maguire's drink of choice, the Sancerre from France, 2019, this one is. Is it a spit or a swallow? Louise, over to you. She's...
The thing is...
It's a swallow from me.
So, do you know what? I don't think I would have swallowed it. It would have been a swallow had I have not found out it was £15. But now I've gone, ooh, I'm really posh. I'm definitely swallowing that because it's £15.
I didn't think you would say a swallow, though. It's not your... I thought, no, it's not our sort of wine, is it?
I've had a lot to drink today.
I know. I've seen you. It's always a swallow from me. I love a Sancerre, she says, as if she knows what she's talking about. I do love a white wine, though. You know me. Grainne Maguire is two swallows. You go. We should have, like, on Top Gear, shouldn't we? You know, like...
Jeremy Clarkson.
We should have that. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's X Factor. It feels very,
yes,
X Factor. So I'm going to answer it in the style of Louis Walsh.
Go on, then.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. The thing is, guys, we need a new white wine. We need a new white wine. You guys are giving us exactly what white you remind me of. A young Lenny Henry. Guys, it's a swallow from me. Yeah!
So thank you. That's great. That will be the end of the podcast. Yeah. Thank you, Grainne, so much for being
our
guest.
Please give Grainne a massive round of applause.
Grainne Maguire.
And also, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, and also... I forgot to say this. Grainne, anything you need to plug?
Oh, yes. So, I'm sorry. Oh, God,
you just snorted it. Oh, this wine's really good.
Snorting with excitement about... I'm starting a new podcast.
Yeah.
Do we love, like, all celebrity couples?
Yeah.
Oh, like Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck getting back together. Awesome. Give me life. So... I'm starting a new podcast called The Way We Were, where comedians come on and talk about the celebrity couple from the past they're still obsessed with. So have a look out for it. It's called The Way We Were.
Brilliant. And a brilliant title. Brilliant title for a podcast. And they're back together, aren't they, J-Lo and Ben Affleck?
Guys.
I know. So, thank you for coming as well.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming.
Can we just say thank you to Amanda and to all the staff here?
Yes.
You've been amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll leave the stage now.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with what you thought about the wines that we've tried or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we're at Lou and Sally.
Facebook is Spit or Swallow Podcast.
Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34@gmail.com.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast.
Thanks to Audio Boom for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Whether taking a road trip to the beach, heading to the mountains, or driving to the city, summer adventures are nonstop fun in a new Honda. But let's face it, summer trips can really add up. That's why I love the fuel efficiency of Honda. With Honda, you can save your money for other things, like that awesome keychain at the convenience store, that brand new album you wanted, or whatever else your heart desires. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your local Honda dealer and start your summer adventures today.
Picture this. You're fully immersed in your podcast because in the back of your mind, you're not trying to recall when that deadline was supposed to be or stressing to keep everyone updated on next steps. Meet Monday.com, a work management platform that makes having peace of mind easy. With Monday.com, all your work lives in one centralized place. You can automate updates to keep team members up to speed and ensure nothing falls through the cracks, even while you're enjoying your favorite podcast. To start your 14-day free trial, go to Monday.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are at Lou and Sally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast. Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the numbers 34, @gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review, because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast, where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye!